Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord. Hi there, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us on day 6, Journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. Before we get started, we would like to invite you to take a look down below in the notes for this episode, and you'll find a link to the calendar for the whole Lenten season, and there's links out there to the scripture in the Bible, and then there is the companion download as well. So every day we add to that companion download, so you'll see the newest day 6 in there, but it has the previous days as well. So you'll have a full handout when you get done.
There you go.
Yeah. So would you like to read our scripture for today?
Oh, I'd love to.
Great. Thanks, honey.
This scripture comes from Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. We're going to read out of the NIV today. It starts, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross."
I know this is Colossians, but it sounds very similar to what we read earlier this last week.
In Corinthians. Yep. Well, and it goes without saying, all of these churches that Paul was writing to came out of the Greek religions. They were all Gentiles. They all had the knowledge of Jewish things, but they were really involved in their Greek religions and the Temple of Athena and all of that temple worship from the Greeks. So many of the concepts that he wrote to each one of these churches are all along the same lines, just phrased a different way according to what he knew they needed through the Spirit. So, and it's something that we need to hear all the time as well. I know I do. I leak.
I
leak something fierce. I got more holes in my head than the cheese grater.
Well, mine is the unworthy. I think that's my...
Yeah.
I start to do that going, I'm not worthy of this. Why us? Why would God, why really? He loves us that much to do that? Because I think of how much I love my children. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that is such a sacrifice for us.
Oh yeah. And if you love your children and I love my children that much, how much more? Because our love is nothing compared to the love of God. I think that addresses that issue of, that unworthiness thing. Is this scripture says that God has forgiven us all of our sins. How many is that? It's all of them.
Yeah.
But don't get locked into your own timeline. It's past sins, it's present sins, and future sins. All of them have been covered under the blood of Jesus. There is nothing now that God even remembers about your sin. He's removed it from you as far as the east is in the west. So why are you hanging on to it if he doesn't even remember it? You know, just like we talked about yesterday with going before the throne boldly. Well, you can't go boldly if you're hanging on to all those things.
You got
to
have your hands going forward, not holding the door behind you and the stuff behind you and...
You go dragging in with your eyes down and saying, oh, Lord, I know I did this and I knew it. And it's like, you did?
I didn't.
I don't remember that.
You're like, oops, like, I shouldn't have said that. No. Yeah.
So we need to remember to live in the right now with God, knowing that he has accepted us. And, you know, there's that other thing. God never calls the qualified. He qualifies the called.
I love that.
So if God is calling you to do something, do it, and let him give you the qualifications to do it, because you'll never be ready enough in your own mind.
No, we get into that imposter syndrome. And,
oh, totally.
Oh my gosh, I can't do that. I don't know.
And that's because we're hanging on to all the old stuff instead of just recognizing that He gave each one of us His Spirit.
And He gives you that next step. Each step, like, I think of, you know, as a project manager, I'm like, okay, so if I was building a house, they wouldn't dump everything off, all the supplies off before, as the walls were going up. They bring it in bits and pieces. So I think sometimes when we don't see all of the things and the stuff, I'm like, oh, no, He's not going to do it. We're not worthy. You know, we're not worthy of that thing. No, He's going to give you those tools and prepare you. I look back at my life, I'm like, oh, that was God. Oh, that was God. Oh, that was God. And just preparing the way and then telling you the next steps.
Can you imagine hiring a general contractor to build your house and then him having a sit in and saying, I'm not going to build it until all the pieces are here and I can see it all?
No.
No, you fire him in a heartbeat, right?
Yeah.
We just have to understand that God is going to walk us through each step, each stage. He's going to qualify us as we go. And that's part of our journey.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So we encourage you today, brothers, sisters, leave the past at the cross where it's nailed to the cross. Don't keep dragging it into the present.
That's heavy.
It's heavy. Right? Because you know what? All of my sins are nailed to that cross too. So if you're carrying your sins on that cross, you're carrying mine as well. That, yes. You don't want to be doing that.
No.
But in all seriousness, we need to let it go and remember that God remembers it no more. Mm-hmm. So you want to pray us out, baby?
I would love to.
Please do.
Dear Lord, thank you so much. I'm overwhelmed in reading the scripture, just how much you have done for us. Even when we've done things, it doesn't matter in your eyes. You love us unconditionally, and Jesus paid the ultimate price for our debt, for our sins, past, present, and future. God, you know what was going to happen. You knew everything. You know everything before we even were born. You knew what we were going to do. And you've made a choice to give your one and beloved Son for all of those sins, the sins that are from the past and into the future, things that we don't even know that we might do. You already knew. And you made a way. You made a way for us to be loved unconditionally, and to just be filled up with your love, be filled up with your peace. I just ask that everybody that's listening that may be carrying that heavy weight of things that they may have done in the past or worrying about things that they may do in the future, that they can just let those go. Just let them fall aside. Let them fall to the ground at the cross. Just let Jesus take those. You know, Jesus already took those for us. But let's just leave them there. Let's not carry them around. Let's not feel like we're unworthy or unloved. We know that we're loved. We know that we're worthy. We know that God is making a way, and He's giving us the steps for our purpose, for the kingdom. Let's just step into that boldly. We don't need to do things, but let's just draw closer to the Lord. That's all He wants. He wants to be in relationship with us. Again, we just thank you, God, for everything that you've done for us. And we love you. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
Amen. Amen. Well, let's leave them today with some perfect peace, shall we?
Yes, indeed.
Shalom, shalom. We'll see you next time.